world full of boring stories, bad videos, and marketing misinformation, one very tall man with a weird last name will use his microphone.
Is this thing on?
Use his video marketing knowledge.
It's the red button, right?
And use his friends.
Please be on the show.
To change that. You are listening to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian. What? No, that's how you pronounce it. Well, if you say so, your host, Ian Garlic. Welcome to the Garlic Marketing Show. Ian Garlic here, and today's guest is awesome because he's got a super, super cool software, amazing tool that will change the way video is being done around the world. We're going to talk to that today. We're talking about his strategies and also the fact that he was once the voice of God. Yes, voice of God. But first, this episode of the Garlic Marketing Show is brought to you by Story Cruise, the number one resource for online video and video marketing. Any looking for strategies, looking for production, looking for local videographers, video editors, filmmakers, video marketers, StoryCruise.com is the place to go. All right, Tyler Koryak.
Koryak, you got Koryak. Right.
All right, Koryak from OpenReel is with us. Thank you, sir, for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ian, for having me on the show.
Yeah, we're going to get into like their interview strategies, all these cool ninja techniques that they're using. We're going to demonstrate how this software uses, because you can do remote video and do really high quality video with the software. We're going to be using it ourselves at Authentic Web. And we're going to be showing everyone on Story Cruise how to use it. But first, Tyler, tell us a little bit about yourself and the software.
Yeah, definitely. And again, thanks, Ian, for having me on the show. Again, everybody, my name is Tyler Koryak. I am the director of sales at OpenReel. I started here about 3 years ago now. I came from a sales background at a company called Single Platform. And I think what's really interesting about our journey at OpenReel is what we're selling today as a product was actually an internal tool that we built for the company I actually joined, which was called ClearDoc. And so we were a medical publisher, and it was kind of like WebMD. You go on ClearDoc.com, you ask a medical question, and nobody likes reading anything anymore. Everybody watches video. So you would watch a pre-recorded video of a doctor in your area answering one of your medical questions. Then you could book an appointment or a consultation with that physician. What we realized really quickly was how hard it was to capture high quality video content of these doctors all over the US. We went to the market and tried, every single thing you could think of, whether it was hiring a high end crew, using some of these meeting tools that you can also do recording from. And then we also tried some user generated style videos where we would send a kit with a script and, record it yourself. We would edit it and go from there. Ultimately, what we built was the OpenReel solution that we're selling now. And the main difference that really separates us from anybody else in the market is, one, we're a video first platform. Everything that's built into our technology is made to help improve the quality of videos that you're looking to create. The second thing that we realized was, in order to get high quality, we had to remove connection out of the equation, right? So even when we're on this call right now, our connection is going to impact our video quality, not for the best, but to downgrade the quality of video that we get. And so we patented a method on how we store and transfer the files. To keep it simple, we store it locally and upload it to a cloud in real time. And that's how you get super high quality footage back. We've been on a pretty crazy run here the last, year and a half, when we moved strictly into licensing. We used to create the videos to kind of prove this all out. And we know that people are looking to create video this way, because we created about 7,500 videos in less than 2 years for thousands of different clients all over the U.S. So we're really excited to, find different ways to get our name out there and to show people that, hey, video doesn't need to be expensive. It doesn't need to take a lot of time, and you can still get something that looks good at the end.
Awesome. That's really cool. And so, you know, what is the advantage of doing it this way? Why would you want to do it, you know, use OpenReel versus say send a videographer?
Right. And so really, I think it's all going down to time and cost. You know, when we were hiring typical crews to go out and shoot videos of doctors or even, you know, shoot videos for some of our other clients, you know, you were really looking at about a half day, you know, at the low end, maybe 2 hours up to 4 hours on the low end to have a crew go in there, film, you know, get all the footage, and then, you know, edit it back. But what we realized is people wanted this done quickly, right? So our goal was, how can we go in there and save 80% on cost and time? How can we go in there in 30 minutes and capture 1 to 2 videos that have really great content? And how can we, you know, sell this to the customer or provide a service to the customer, which is...
So we were talking about saving time, money, and, you know, you'll notice that this podcast was edited because after we're talking about video and connection quality, the connection dropped. So that's a perfect example of why you need OpenReel.
It doesn't like me. Yeah, it doesn't like me. It kicked me out for not using my tool.
Yeah, that's my fault for not using OpenReel on my podcast. All right, so you're saying we can save time and money.
Yeah, it's really 80 to 90%. You know, you can go in there, capture a video in 30 minutes instead of having the typical crew come out for 2, 4, you know, 8 hours, however long that takes. And just the cost of it alone, you know, it depends. If you, you know, are buying the solution from us and doing it yourself, you know, it's less than $100 a video. If you have an agency come out and do it for you, we have tons of agencies who resell this, you know, it's about $500 for a video. So it's just a super affordable solution, no matter which way you look at it. If you want to do it yourself with our tool, or if you want to have an expert, you know, really take you through the whole process of directing, editing, and producing a video for you from beginning to end.
Awesome. Awesome. So, tell me a little bit exactly how it works.
Yeah. So, can you
show us
some screen?
Yeah, let me get you so you can share the screen. If you're listening to this, you're going to have to go over to YouTube to watch it. So I'm going to make you the host. All right.
Okay. There we go. So, you know, let's just keep this really simple. This is just a, you know, simple one pager that I show. The technology is really that easy to use where if you've used any meeting tool before, then it's very similar on using this with OpenReel. So, Ian, just like you and I connected today, right? You're the director in this scenario. You're running this podcast, this video shoot. So you would go to our website, log in, and start a video shoot. Once you did that, you would send the subject, me, a link. I click on it, and the two of us are connected just like we are now. We can both see and hear each other. Where the difference comes in is, like I was mentioning, the two biggest differences is we're a video-first platform. So all of the controls, everything that we build into this dashboard is made to improve the quality of footage and improve the ease of the shoot. You know, so whether that's obviously starting and stopping the recording, but I can adjust focus, right? I can choose where I want to focus. I can adjust exposure, all the different color balances. I can go in and choose a different resolution that I want to shoot in, 720, 1080, 4K. Obviously, it's device specific, but you know, iPhone 7s or above can shoot 4K out of the back camera, 1080 out of the front camera, right? So you can get crystal clear video content. If you know, we're capturing a video just like this, but maybe you want me to go walk around and show you, you know, our office, our logo, you know, capture some B-roll for a video, there's a built-in stabilizer. You don't need a gimbal.
Wow.
Turn that on and it'll get rid of almost all the shake. One of my other favorite features is the teleprompter.
That's great.
You know, I hate having everything scripted. I kind of like shooting off the cuff, but there's something about just writing a script out, having it scroll on the screen. And yeah, maybe I only read 30 or 40% of what's scrolling on the screen, but you know how it is. Sometimes you get on a tangent and you're talking about something that you're super passionate about, and you just completely forget to talk about a point that was really important. So the teleprompter kind of keeps you there as a guideline, right? So in this shoot, I'm just going to frame the shot, click to focus, let our algorithm adjust all the coloring, you know, turn the teleprompter on, and we're recording. Now, that's great, but the patent that we have is what really helps improve the quality. And like I said before, what we realize is, I don't want to say it again, it's cursed, but the connection. And so our connection is negatively impacting the quality of footage we get back, no matter how good or how bad it is.
Yeah.
Now with OpenReel, we basically just store the file locally for a second, and then it's uploaded to a cloud account in real time. So you get that crystal clear footage, you know, no matter where you're shooting, whether it's, you know, in a bad area like I'm in now, or, you know, whether you're paying $1,000 a month for internet service. The saying that we have is really this: the worst quality footage you can get with OpenReel is going to be the best that the camera you're using can produce on its own, right? Without the OpenReel app. That's the worst you're going to get is the best it can do by itself. Where if you use any other system out there to capture a video remotely, you're never going to get the full capabilities of what that camera can do by itself.
That's awesome. That's a really cool software. So let's talk a little bit about applications. Now, obviously, we're talking about making videos, but what are the best videos you've seen? And I know you have a strategy that you all are using to sell, and it's working really well. Talk a little bit about some of the applications that you really create some awesome videos. I mean, obviously, you made a lot of those doctor videos, but what are some of the best applications for it?
You know, I think it really depends on where you're at with video, right? When we talk to a company, it's like, hey, are you just getting started? Have you created any videos before? Or do you have some sort of strategy in place and you're just looking for a more efficient, easier, you know, more cost-effective way to capture this video content? What we see a lot is the first video that most clients will make at the beginning is, you know, an about me explainer video is what I call it, right? This is who I am. This is my company. This is a little bit about us and why we're important. And what we're really seeing with that trend is it's so important to tell a story, right? You have to find a way to connect with the people that are going to view your content. And so if you tell a story, it'll be interesting. Use OpenReel to capture it. And it will, you know, come out as high quality. So I think the About Me Explainer is one that we recommend at first for every client. After that, I mean, 90% of all videos shot with OpenReel are going to be testimonials and subject matter expert or thought leader videos. This is actually what we lead into when we call companies, right? Do you have an initiative to create any testimonials or thought leader style interviews? This year. And I think testimonials is simple. You know, we don't need to talk about that for too long, but like every single company, I don't care who you are, who you sell to, what you do, you should have at least two or three testimonials. Every single call that I'm on selling this product, I either send the testimonial before somebody asks or they ask me before I can even send it. Hey, do you have any videos of people talking why they like their like your product, how they use it, things like that. That's one of our biggest applications. The second one that we were, you know, talking to earlier about, Ian, is subject matter expert interviews. And just like you're doing right now, we've just started launching a ton of video content, about 2 to 3 videos per week as a company. And all of a sudden, we had one of my counterparts, his name's Justin Swain, he started interviewing other subject matter experts in the industry. And those videos by far get 3 to 4 times the return as any of the other videos that we release. And it's just incredible to see the response that we're getting, right? So he's going to interview somebody in the marketing world, in the video world, post his video mainly on LinkedIn. That's where all of our business comes from. And what happens is he has people reaching out to him saying, hey, I want to do this and learn more about it. But the other thing that's happening is every single person he interviews is going and interested in the product now. They're asking for a demo. They're saying, this is the easiest thing I've ever done. This video looks absolutely amazing. It looks like a crew did it. We knocked it out in about 20 minutes. You know, I talked to my company about it. We're interested. And I have 5 or 6 other people that I told OpenReel to, and now they're interested. So I think that if you are looking to start creating videos for the first time, just go out and create a video about you and the company. This is who I am. This is what I do. But if you have a couple of videos out there, that next step, what you need to be doing is you need to find 2 or 3 friends in the industry or 2 or 3 people that you know in the industry that you're in. And you need to just interview these people on trends in the industry, what's going on, what's hot, what's not. And you will be so surprised of the response that you get.
That's really cool. So let's, I'm going to pull up your Facebook page here and, take it back.
Go to our link. Yeah.
Your LinkedIn. Yeah. Your LinkedIn. I said Facebook. I meant LinkedIn. I'm on your LinkedIn. Let me see here. My host, and I'm going to share.
You'll see a video on there as well. I actually am trying to, was trying to spice some things up. So I brought my dog into one of the videos. And that actually had the highest engagement.
Dogs and babies. That's what we're battling. Dogs and babies with your videos. I always tell people that no matter how good your video is, you're always going to be battling dogs and babies. So here's Justin. And here, this is one of them. Which one's a good one? Should we check out?
This is the one here.
All right, cool. And so this was done. I mean, that's an amazing quality of video.
Yeah, this was shot in 20 minutes. I think this was shot on the front camera of an iPhone 7 in 1080p.
Nice. And you guys are, I just liked it. And you're getting some good engagement too on the videos, right?
Yeah. We will get about 2,500 to 3,000 views after 10 days.
Wow.
With 80% of those coming within the first 48 hours.
And that's, here's 3,000 views on LinkedIn. Man, 43 comments. That's fantastic.
43 comments is insane. I mean, we don't have any followers on these. You know, our Open Reel page has, I have 5,500 followers. Justin has, probably around the same. But on Open Reel, we only have 350 followers. So it's not, we're not paying to boost these or anything. These are just, simple videos that we started shooting. We had 3,000 views, 50, 60 likes, 30, 40 comments. And every time we post a video, we get at least one reading from it.
That's awesome. That's very cool. This is a great, great strategy. What are some other, tips and techniques? Oh, there's Full Sail.
So Full Sail, that's my fiance. She works at LinkedIn. They're one of her clients. Yeah.
Nice. That's very cool. Yeah, Full Sail. My wife works at Full Sail, and I've been an advisor for them. So, yeah, that's really cool. So what are some of the, the tips and tricks to really making the Open Reel and supercharging the use of it? Where are you seeing people that really are super users? How are they using it?
Don't overthink it. Right. I think one of the things that people do, and we did this as well, when you're starting to create video or you have a new tool, you have a new initiative, it doesn't really matter what it is. If it's new at the beginning, you're trying to make it perfect. You want the workflow perfect. You want the video to look perfect, the content, the process to look perfect. What we've learned is you just need to jump in with it. If you get an Open Reel account, call one of your friends, shoot a video of yourself, just, figure something out to shoot a video within that first 24 to 48 hours. It's not going to be perfect. It's going to be 80% as good as the next one will be. But if you just hop in, get that first one done, every single one after that is just going to be a piece of cake. And the way I would use Open Reel again is I would, reach out to 10 clients and try to get three out of those 10 clients to shoot a testimonial. And I would reach out to 10 friends that are in a similar industry and try to get two or three of those people on video. If you do what we do, post it on your LinkedIn. We ask about five or six of our friends to share our posts as well. I think that's why we're able to get 3,000, 4,000 views with really out any followers. You will get leads from it. You will get exposure from it. You will have people calling you, reaching out to you without spending a dollar actually on the advertising side of it, just by producing the video itself.
That's awesome. And that's a great, great technique. I need to write that down.
Yeah, just do it. That's our motto.
My motto is version done is better than version none. The video you make today is that's average, quote unquote average, is inevitably millions of dollars worth better than the video you make 3 years from now, because you're missing 3 years of people watching that video. And you get better by making videos. How do you get good at making videos? By making videos. Now, one thing, we do have a blueprint. If you go to storycruise.com/blueprints, we have a way of a methodology for how deciding what videos to create, where to put them, et cetera, because, you know, maybe LinkedIn isn't your thing. Maybe you should be on Facebook. So make sure to go check that out. But OpenReel, so tell us, how do we get the software? How do we get it set up? How does it all work?
Yeah, I mean, it's super simple. You know, if you are interested in learning more about OpenReel, you simply go to our website. Right when you get there, you can chat with us immediately to book a demo or click the pricing page to, you know, fill out a demo request form. You know, from there, me or one of my colleagues will take you through, you know, a quick 20-minute pitch walkthrough on how it works. We can even do a live test shoot, which a lot of times what we do is we connect with your phone or computer and shoot a quick video of you right on the spot to show you how easy it is. And, you know, from there, it takes about 30 minutes of training to get up and shoot. It's that simple.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll have links in the show notes. If you just are listening, or if you're watching this on YouTube, just look down below the video. We'll make sure to have links to all this. So, you know what we didn't get into is, how did you become the voice of God?
Oh, yes, the voice of God. So this is one of my favorite stories. You know, I never knew what the voice of God was, right? It's like the MC of the show. And I actually was with my fiance. She asked me to volunteer at an event. It was called Musicians on Call. It was here in New York City. Awesome charity. It benefits. It's usually kids who are really sick in the hospital. And, you know, famous musicians or just local musicians will go in and play music for these kids in the hospital. So I volunteered. I'm late for everything. Okay. I'm always 5 minutes late. And for some reason I got there early. And so I'm downstairs getting ready. You know, I'm thinking I'm going to hang people's coats, do things like that at the show. And this lady taps me and she goes, "What's your name?" You know, I say, "Tyler." She goes, "I need you to say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show." And so I just repeated, you know, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show." And she's like, no, I need you to do it like you're emceeing an event. And so I give her my best, you know, voice. And all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, I'm in a booth above, you know, this whole production. And I didn't realize, but every celebrity you can think of was there. And so I announced the whole show. I announced Hoda Kotb, Pete Wentz, Nick Jonas, Shawn Mendes, a million other people. And so I emceed this whole event from this little booth, this little lighting booth. And it was literally the coolest experience of my life. I tell it to everybody I meet if you hang out with me for more than an hour. But yeah, it was just absolutely amazing.
Awesome. That's so cool. That is a great opportunity. Well, fantastic. Tyler and I are actually going to go and do a demo of this, but is there anything else, any other information that you want people to know? Anything else that you think really people should think about when they're using OpenReel? I would think about with video in general.
Yeah, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head before where, you know, one, don't overthink your first video, right? Whether you're using OpenReel, no matter what solution you're using, don't overthink creating video. Just get that first one done and realize that, you know, you have to build this house. You have to build this video plan one brick at a time. Shoot that first video, learn from it. And every single time you shoot another one, you will get better. You will improve and you'll start seeing results nearly right away. You know, we'd love to have all of you guys here, to, you know, join us with the OpenReel technology. We think this is an amazing solution that's revolutionizing the way people go about and think about creating video. And so if you're looking for testimonials, if you want to create interview style videos, if you want to capture thought leader content, just like Ian, just like us, and really get some results on these social sites with video, then OpenReel is going to be your best source. And we look forward to meeting all of you guys and talking to you soon.
Awesome. Tyler, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And make sure you all make sure to check out OpenReel. Click on those show notes and, you know, make some videos. Make lots of videos. And, you know, one other thing, be consistent. Be consistent. That's really what's going to get it. And if you have to be consistent, fine. You know, have a strategy and say, I'm going to stick to the strategy and get it done. But you know, and the other thing is people are going to comment about it and you're getting, the more videos you get out there, you're going to get some bad comments. So that's part of life. So, but Tyler, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah. Thanks for having me in.
And thank you all for taking Tyler and I on your journey. This has been Ian Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show.
Video. You know it will make you an authority. You know it will get you more leads, better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? StoryCruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at StoryCruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to StoryCruise.com/garlic. To get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to storycruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow Ian Garlic on Facebook.